This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Lee has strengthened into a major Category 5 storm. Lee's maximum sustained wind speeds has reached 160 miles per hour as it builds over the Atlantic east of the Caribbean this morning. Lee was a Category 1 storm earlier in the day yesterday. The hurricane was located roughly 700 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Models are predicting the storm will likely reach its peak intensity by this weekend and is still expected to be a dangerous hurricane over the southwestern Atlantic early next week, though it's too soon to know whether this system will directly impact the U.S. mainland. Danny Masterson, an actor on That 70s Show, has been told his fate after being found guilty in his rape retrial. Masterson was convicted on two rape counts to 30 years behind bars. A hung jury was issued to a third accuser. One of Danny's attorneys, Sean Holly, says that they've been reviewing the transcripts of the trial, and they claim to have identified a number of significant evidentiary and constitutional points they will address in briefs to both state and federal courts moving forward with an appeal. House Judiciary Chair Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, announced yesterday that he's launching an inquiry into Special Counsel Jack Smith's office over accusations of prosecutorial abuse. Jordan reported he's launched an inquiry into Jay Bratt, one of Smith's senior prosecutors and top aides, over allegations that Bratt improperly pressured Stanley Woodward, the lawyer for Trump aide Walt Nauta, who was convicted by the special counsel. The letter to Smith alleges Bratt improperly pressured Woodward by implying that the administration would look more favorably on his candidacy for a judgeship if his client cooperated with the special counsel. The Department of Justice declined to comment on the allegations. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Folks in Copenhagen, Denmark are calling it the gold find of the century. A Norwegian man thought his metal detector reacted to chocolate money buried in the soil. Turned out to be 9 pendants, 3 rings, and 10 gold pearls for real. 51-year-old Erlen Bohr found the booty on the southern island of Rennesoni. Under Norwegian law, objects before 1537 and coins older than 1650 are considered state property and must be handed in. A museum said the pieces were from AD 500, the so-called migration period in Norway, which runs between 400 and about 500 AD. James Comer, chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, suggests that a House impeachment inquiry into President Biden could come as early as the middle of this month. Republican Representative James Comer on Newsmax.
An inquiry, I think that with the revelation of all these emails, you know, that Joe Biden was communicating with Hunter Biden about his business, about all of the corruption that he was involved in, I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back with a few of the Republicans that were a little nervous about going the route of impeachment inquiry. They realized that we need this tool. to be able to win in court, because that's where we're headed. We just about picked all the low-hanging fruit.
Today is officially National David Day. If your name is David, well, congratulations to you. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do for you. It's what we do together, ladies and gentlemen. A United States, not an ununited States, that, you know, the left is happy to cheer on, because the more divided we are, the easier it is for us to be controlled and to relent power. And just, you know, this is what the last two years has been all about. You know, less liberty for us, more power for them, and they're very happy campers. And we are the ones that are groaning in pain over this. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Joe Biden has decided that not to leave him in Mexico. He wants to leave him in Texas now. We're talking, of course, to all these illegal immigrants that are taking place. And, of course, the other story that I found quite interesting was Megyn Kelly admitting that, you know, she got the jab. And it looks, you know, we got to pray for her. She is reporting that the jab that she got could have, you know, a lifelong, lifelong consequence. And this is what we're finding out more and more. John Fleetwood joins us now, the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, doing great, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, you and I have talked about this, you know, the big lies, or the many lies wrapped around, you know, the vaccination and, you know, and getting the jab. And, you know, many of us were very dubious about it. Some, you know, acquiesced. And, of course, Megyn Kelly's story this week is quite shocking, that here she's discovered that, you know, and then her doctor is saying it's the result of the jab. And you're thinking, wait a minute, how many other stories like this are being suppressed? But because Megyn Kelly has a microphone and she can tell her story, it does, you know, bring some needed truth to the matter. Because anecdotally, and you've been reporting on this as well at American Faith, is that there's so much more to the vaccination, what Big Pharma did, what they kept away from us. We talked with Chris Farrell earlier this week, and you know, what Pfizer did in rolling out the booster, and how little little information that they went off of. I mean, they did a study of 23 people, John, before they rolled it out. You know, I mean, this is how quick this thing was running. We knew, you know, the operation that Trump had put into play, you know, to come up with a vaccine as quickly as possible. You know, but there's a price to be paid. But the price is going to be paid by those who got the injection, certainly not those that produced it.
Yeah, and Trump is now relenting a little bit. He's come out and said the pharmaceutical company should be held accountable. He gave a recent interview, which was the strongest. You know, he was pretty loud about it. Even at his rallies, he'd start, you know, talking about how great Operation Warp Speed, which is what you were saying there, how we got the vaccine
right
so quickly. quote, quickly, even though I think there's more to the story than that. It wasn't just Operation Warp Speed. The vaccine was ready. Moderna, for example, had some patents out before before Operation Warp Speed had taken off. But he's starting to even not just not talk about how great the vaccine anymore. It's actually he's starting to say these companies need to be held accountable. Now with Megyn Kelly, she has autoimmune issues now.
Right.
She has autoimmune disease, which is very serious. I mean, anybody who knows anything about health or medicine or diseases, like, this is not good. And she's now coming out. People are dying left and right. People are seeing this. And by the way, you know, this isn't stuff that I enjoy talking about. You know, like
John, we have to talk about this. See, it's suppressed at every end. I mean, YouTube. If I do this on the TV show, they will. You know, they put me in timeout. You cannot say anything that doesn't comport with WHO guidelines, which were guidelines from 3 years ago. But they still insist that you know, that's the measurement. And that's is what they determine through their algorithm as to what is acceptable. So meanwhile, we continue in blind ignorance. So yes, I'm like you. This is disturbing that we have to do this. But look, if not us, then who, John?
Yeah, and speaking of that, I mean, Moderna itself has come out and said that their new vaccine, I'm quoting them, may not protect all vaccine recipients from COVID-19, and it only may be effective in reducing severe disease or hospitalization. So they're not even saying it helps you not get sick. They're not even saying that. And this was from a press release, and we reported on this on AmericanFaith.com. But they're not even saying it prevents transmission. So if you take this vaccine, Moderna is acknowledging that you're still going to get it. Okay, well, then why get it?
Yeah,
well, they
exactly.
Now and said, well, maybe it'll reduce severe disease or hospitalization. But wait a minute. They're only saying it may be
exactly.
effective at reducing severe disease and hospitalization. They don't even talk about death.
Yeah.
So when you're seeing all these problems with it, and there are many problems with it, and then it doesn't even do what it purports to do, it raises questions as to why anybody should be taking this in the first place, other than the fact that the mainstream media tells you to take it. But the mainstream media, they're all over.
What do they know? They're not biologists. You know, they're not scientists. They're just sitting there talking and giving out talking points. You know, my concern is that once you have this product in your body, what is it attached to? What does it allow other things to attach to? What are we doing in terms of our original body chemistry? Are we violating that body chemistry in such a way that it makes it vulnerable? These are just questions that I have and concerns, you know, that others have brought up. And, of course, studies are indicating there may be some veracity to that. So we have more questions than answers. But meanwhile, we're going to go ahead and utilize the American people, or the world for that matter, as guinea pigs.
Yeah, and people think these have been long-term tested. They have not. The South Africa government, they were forced to release, just recently, this happened this last week, they were forced to release the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine contract. This is part of a court order. So this is going on in South Africa right now.
Right.
And within those contracts, they were dated for March 30th, 2021. This is from Pfizer. After a court ordered the release of these Pfizer documents, here's a quote. Purchaser, which would be South Africa, acknowledges that the long-term effects and efficacy of the vaccine are not currently known, and that there may be adverse effects of the vaccine that are not currently known. So that's from Pfizer. And that's from March 30th, 2021. They don't have long-term studies, and this isn't some tinfoil hat guy saying it. You kind of read it on a blog somewhere, and you rub some feathers on it, and then that's how I came to this conclusion. This is from Pfizer itself, from court-ordered documents. So there's no long-term safety studies, and they don't even know if they're effective. And it turns out they're not. Moderna admits they're not even effective at preventing transmission, and they can't even conclusively say that they're effective. They say that it may be effective at preventing severe illness or hospitalization. So what is going on here? What's going on here?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what. What's going on, we'll have to talk about it more on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, just what you'd like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Programming note today at 1 o'clock on our TV show, we're going to be talking with Sid Roth. Yes, the renowned, internationally renowned, and TV host of Supernatural. You talk about the most important decision that you will ever make. And so that'll be at 1 o'clock this afternoon Eastern Time at talk4tv.com. And you can see us live right there, on camera, on TV. So much fun. Talk4tv.com with with Sid Roth. And then also on Saturday at 2:50 Eastern Time, they've asked me to come back and be part of the radio panel again on Newsmax. So I will be there. Hopefully if I get some more information about it, they said they were going to send it to me. So I can't even remember the host name right now because they didn't get all that information to me. All I know is that I'm scheduled to be on Newsmax this Saturday at 2:50 Eastern Time. Our conversation with John Fleetwood continues. John is the managing editor for AmericanFaith.com. Well, you know, polling evidence, John, regarding Joe Biden, I mean, two-thirds of his own party doesn't even want him. And Democrats are trying to figure out, okay, what to do. I don't think it's reasonable to consider, unless something of an emergency nature occurs, that Kamala Harris would be the candidate of choice. Her polling ratings are even worse than Joe Biden's. I think they're in like the low 30s, and Biden is 39, and I think that could be a rounding up figure, you know, for him. But that's where it sits. But even his own party, I mean, they're astounded. They just cannot believe the policies and what he has continued to do to hurt America. And there's no way out. You can put any spin you want on Bidenomics. You know, there's nothing, you know, I think conceivable or discernible that the American people can say, you know, I can kind of see light at the end of the tunnel here with Bidenomics. No, absolutely. Everybody is in pain, and they're not very happy campers here in River City, you know?
Yeah, and so Trump's not just beating all the Republicans. He's beating them bad, but he's also beating Biden. Right. So Biden get beat by Trump in a lot of these polls. There was a new
It's interesting. It's interesting. The national polls, of course, national polls are a little, you know, wiggy because, as we know, the contest is not determined by national voting. It is done strategically, but right now Trump is ahead by, you know, 1 point. Nikki Haley seems to be the one on a national level. She's advantaged, 6-7 points over Biden. Everybody is can beat Biden on the stage just about. Ravek, he's like 1 point behind. And I think that's a result of, the first debate. But, you know, like anything, you know, I mean, for the first debate that this guy ever did, it was quite amazing. So we'll see how he comes back and how he rebounds. I mean, he's not slowed down. He's been, you know, out there, you know, pretty aggressive and, shaking hands and talking to people and talking to anybody, he'll go in, talk it. You know, with the heads at CNN or MSNBC, the talking heads. So he's fearless, and, he's out there. So, I mean, if nothing else, he's definitely building up his political collateral, you know, if not now, then somewhere down the road, maybe.
Yeah, I recently wrote an opinion piece about Vivek and calling out what looks like this game of smoke and mirrors, to put that in the headline that he's playing. I used to like Vivek a lot because a lot of what he says is true. Here's the problem with Vivek. He positions himself as like an anti BlackRock guy. He's an anti woke asset manager guy. Mm-hmm. BlackRock, as you know, owns virtually every company, you name it, they own it. Mm-hmm. And they're pushing, they say they forced left-wing ideologies onto the companies they own. That's one of the main reasons that nobody talks about, and nobody understands this in politics, even though it's so massive, that how the left wing is controlling everything that's going on in these corporations. But so he wrote a book called Woke Inc., Vivek Ramaswamy. He wrote a book called Woke Inc. And in that book, he names BlackRock and says they're so terrible, they're ruining the country, and he talks about that a lot. Here's the problem. Ramaswamy has two primary companies that he's still connected to, either on the board or he's very closely connected to. Those are called Roivant, R-O-I-V-A-N-T Sciences,
right,
and Strive Asset Management. So with Strive, he he's trying to sell it as a conservative BlackRock. And with Roy Vant, you know, there are connections to China there too, which are problematic. But anyway, here's the rub. Roy Vant, one of Roy Vant's largest shareholders is BlackRock.
Are you surprised?
Well, I am because I like what he says.
Right.
And he wrote a book called Woke Inc. that is rightly critical of BlackRock. Everything he says mm-hmm. about BlackRock is true in that book. But
right.
if you're positioning yourself as this guy who's I'm against the woke asset managers, why are your companies owned by it? And that's mm-hmm. something nobody's asked him yet, and nobody will ask him. None of these mainstream media journalists will ask him that. Because if it did, it would expose that he's just as connected to these asset managers who are run by the World Economic Forum. They're official partners of the World Economic Forum. His own companies are run by these asset managers and therefore the World Economic Forum. And he was, by the way, he was a young global leader at the World Economic Forum, which
exactly.
You know, he protested a lot, and he made this public stink. Oh, I sued the World Economic Forum to get them to take me off of there. Okay, fine. He thinks he protests too much. You know, he still has these connections. He's trying to scrub Wikipedia. He got paid by George Soros' brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate doing this, but the guy, if you go around trying to position yourself as somebody who's against the biggest problem in the world right now, which is BlackRock and the World Economic Forum, and then your own companies are owned by them. That's a problem. And for those reasons, I'm out, Vivek, and it just gives me more reason to want to vote for Trump, despite mm-hmm. being against Trump's, you know, push for the vaccine.
Well, you know, and the thing is, the way I look at it, John, in terms of the push for the vaccine, you know, like any chief executive officer, anybody that runs a company, you have people around you and they're there in an advisory capacity. And,
right.
you know, little did he know, you know, the snakes that he had in the garden around him. I mean, this is a thing that people need to understand and wake up to. And I think that Donald Trump has, because of the 4 years experience that he's had there, is that,
right.
I mean, he's a total outsider. He doesn't understand the small ball of the Beltway and all the nuances of it. And, you know, and what he had no idea. I really believe this. I don't think he had any idea whatsoever how Barack Obama and Joe Biden had fixed the institutions before they left office. You know, go ahead.
Tell me what you think about this. Because I say the same thing, because I talk to people who like Trump but hate the vaccine, and they don't know what to think about it. Here's what I say, and I'd love your reaction.
We got a minute left. Go ahead.
He's not a health guy.
Yes.
He plays golf. Yeah, his doctors say he's fine, but the guy's not, like, lifting weights all the time. The guy drinks Diet Coke, which has aspartame in it, which is a neurotoxin, provably. It's from the defecant of the E. coli virus, and he drinks a ton of it. So he's not a health guy.
Yes.
So if there's any, you know, hole in his armor, I think it would be this health stuff, which I think is how he got duped from the vaccine.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I think it's more that he was just so inundated and surrounded, and you had this emergency coming in, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, all these people coming into the Oval Office, you know, yelling that the house is on fire, and I think it was overwhelming for the guy. I do, and I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I just think that there's a lot more to understand. John Fleetwood.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Lee has strengthened into a major Category 5 storm. Lee's maximum sustained wind speeds has reached 160 miles per hour as it builds over the Atlantic east of the Caribbean this morning. Lee was a Category 1 storm earlier in the day yesterday. The hurricane was located roughly 700 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Models are predicting the storm will likely reach its peak intensity by this weekend and is still expected to be a dangerous hurricane over the southwestern Atlantic early next week, though it's too soon to know whether this system will directly impact the U.S. mainland. Danny Masterson, an actor on That 70s Show, has been told his fate after being found guilty in his rape retrial. Masterson was convicted on two rape counts to 30 years behind bars. A hung jury was issued to a third accuser. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. And guess who we got for you? Yes, the one and only, the one who's got the answers. America's one and only answers man, Jordan Goodman, joins us now. Jordan, I almost get choked up with emotion just thinking that you're with us right now, buddy. How are you?
Well, I like to give you money answers because people have money questions, Bill.
Well, exactly. Well, of course, China continues to stay big time in front of us. But, sometimes I can't help but feel like China's a little bit of a boogeyman. You know, we make them into a bigger entity than they are. I mean, they're spread out all over the place. And, you know, every other metric tells us their economy is not working. And meanwhile, they've got all these Belt and Road Initiative investments and things they're trying to do here in America. How is this sustainable?
Well, they're having a real hard time right now. And what's been interesting is the Biden administration is kind of two phases. It just sent Commerce Secretary Raimondo over there to kind of make nice to the Chinese while we hold back certain technologies, which they're mad at us about. Chinese are being extremely aggressive internationally. They keep sending planes and ships threatening Taiwan, the South China Sea. They've made all these countries into debtor nations by lending them money they knew they could never get paid back, so they just take over their ports, basically, is what happens all over the place. So they're very insidious with the way they do it. Meanwhile, their economy is just collapsing. About 25% of their economy is real estate related, and they've had massive overbuilding. You see all these 50-story-plus apartment buildings that are half-finished. Over 50 real estate developers have gone bankrupt in the last month, including two of the biggest ones, Evergrande and Country Garden, have stopped paying on their bonds. So people put their life savings into buying these apartments, which will now never be finished, and they can't get their money back. So there's a lot of very, very unhappy people, and that has caused the consumer economy to crash, really. That people just aren't buying things. Their money's tied up in something they'll never be able to get, you know, their money out of. And And the central government in China has no idea what to do. They're just like, well, just saying it doesn't exist, basically.
Exactly. You know? Well, my question is to you, do you think that some of these aggressive moves by President Xi is to counter what's happening on the ground with his economy?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of a distraction. Yeah. I think the same thing happened in Russia. It didn't work out too well for Russia, though. You know, we're going to take over Ukraine in like 3 days. It didn't kind of work out that way, but it was a nice distraction from all the pain going on in Russia. I hope that China's not stupid enough to try to invade Taiwan and take them over. They've said in their official speeches that they're going to do it. I mean, if they do it, it's not as though it would be a surprise, because they've said it's part of China and we're going to invade within the next 2 or 3 years or so. Mm-hmm. That's World War III right there, Bill, if that happens.
Without a doubt. And the thing that concerns me is, just like what happened with Russia and Ukraine, is the United States just sat there and watched it develop and didn't do anything about it. And then now here we are sending billions of dollars because we didn't, we didn't buttress them early. And now we're caught in this quagmire between Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah, and it's going to go on for years, I think. I mean, Ukraine has definitely been making progress, but very slowly and with tremendous losses, and we have to keep supplying them more. And in the case of Taiwan, I mean, I think we're building some more military bases in the Philippines or something. But if, in fact, China did invade Taiwan, we wouldn't be able to stop them, basically. Yeah. I mean, we could send the fleet there, we could have some shooting wars, but they would overwhelm Taiwan very quickly with the massive amount of military power they've accumulated over the last few years.
Exactly.
So recently, you might remember President Biden met with the head of Japan and Korea at Camp David to supposedly buttress defense against China. I don't think it would help. If they invaded Taiwan, I don't think Korea and Japan are going to invade to defend Taiwan. So it's all talk, and the Chinese talk is very, very aggressive. So it's this weird combination of very aggressive international posture while their economy is collapsing.
You see, off mic, they didn't hear Joe Biden say, good luck.
Yes. Well, I think Taiwan will need more than good luck.
But Japan and Korea is like, hey, you know, it's like, you know, he has no clue. And he's continuing to let the communist Chinese saber rattle and, you know, do all kinds of threats and things that were working under the Trump administration, you know, the Biden administration, purposely, because if it has Trump's name on it, we just got to get rid of it. Forget the fact that it was working, like these sanctions, that we were getting billions of dollars from China, and now he's talking about giving it back to them.
That's right. That's it. So he sent over Commerce Secretary Raimondo just this week, Treasury Secretary Yellen, Secretary of State Blinken. All of our top people are going over to try to make nice to the Chinese.
What do they do? Do they go through kind of a little bit of a, you know, kind of a tutorial of when you go over there, this is how you bow?
Yes. How deeply can you bow? Yes.
Exactly. And it's like,
And I think Biden's going to meet Xi himself, maybe in November, something like that. And maybe he'll do the same thing he did with MBS in Saudi Arabia. He'll do the fist bump, and that's basically telling us you can run right over us. Now, a very important thing happened last week. A lot of people have not seen. The BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, met in South Africa a week ago. And they added 7 other countries, including Saudi Arabia, Iran, United Arab Emirates, Argentina. And what they're trying to do is de-dollarize the world economy.
Right, okay? Exactly.
And they're going to create their own BRICS currency backed by gold. Mm-hmm. And so all those countries already have a lot of gold, and they're buying more gold to back this new BRICS currency with gold, which is a major threat to America. Okay, because our dollar has been the world reserve currency for a long time, unchallenged. And now these major countries, which have half the world's population, India and China, they're the major exporters around the world. They're not going to take dollars anymore. They're going to take this new BRICS currency, which is convertible to the dollar at 55 to 1. So $1 equals 55 BRICS. Okay, so it's going to mean inflation in America will soar, because anything we import from India or China or South Africa or Argentina or Saudi Arabia, oil, things like that, is going to go up dramatically in price, because they're not going to be done in dollars anymore. This has not been getting much attention at all.
But that's going to open the door for digital currency, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Huge.
Which will allow them to control everything.
Right, exactly. All right, we got a couple minutes left. I did want to address that ESG appears to be dying. You've got major money management firms are fleeing from ESG proposals this year. Interesting.
That's been true. ESG is environmental, social, and governance, and it's the kind of woke culture, I guess you might say, in the investment world. And it's caused underperformance in many cases. So their job is to make money, not to be environmental pioneers.
So you're telling me capitalism is at work again? And the free market, possibly?
Despite the obstacles to it, I think it is working, yes.
Yeah, because, all these organizations, Vanguard, Blackstreet, State Street, these money management firms that have been having their way and supporting and buttressing, this climate agenda, when you've got Biden, about ready to declare, a national emergency over climate, and it doesn't pass the so what test. But meanwhile, I mean, he can do a lot of damage pretty quickly in doing something like that.
But you're saying the energy industry, for example. I mean, we should be pumping a lot more oil and be more self-dependent. In fact, we were exporting oil under the previous administration.
Exactly.
Now we're importing oil because there's such a discouragement to use our natural energy resources here in this country and become more dependent on our good friends like in Venezuela and Iran.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's just go with hat in hand on our knees begging that they would produce, and they laugh at us because here we are. We've got a president who has maligned oil,
right,
the liquid gold, and spoken so ill of it. Why should they respect him, whether it's Saudi Arabia or Venezuela? I mean, this has to be laughable for them.
But the BRICS is a serious thing. I mean,
huge. You're exactly right.
And now that Saudi Arabia and UAE are part of it, it's going to take a while. But their goal is to de-dollarize the world economy, and that has very big inflationary implications for the U.S.
You're talking a generational issue here, Jordan, if that happens.
It is. It is. Well,
without a doubt.
Yeah, they've been wanting to do it for a while, but now they had a meeting and it's actually happening. And I was surprised that they added seven important countries to the original five.
Jordan Goodman right here. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
Jordan@moneyanswers.com is my email. Always glad to help your listeners, Bill.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Adam Holt's going to be joining us in just a few moments. He is the director of PluggedIn.com. Do we have him?
I'm here.
Hey, there you are. You're so quiet. Well, there you are, Adam Holt. We didn't even have to wait a minute. He's so lickety-quick. He made it here quickly.
Hey. I'm raring to go.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, let's talk about Sound of Freedom. The Southern Command, U.S. Southern Command, says we can't show Sound of Freedom, but boy, they can have military drag queens.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, what do you even say? It's that kind of stuff that leaves my jaw on the floor.
Yeah.
And I think that it speaks volumes about what the politically correct ideas are that are in the ascendant and, mm-hmm. you know, affirming every possible iteration of sexual anything is good, but even suggesting that perhaps sexual trafficking is real apparently is bad. I mean,
right.
I there are some criticisms of the movie that they exaggerated some things or that maybe some of the numbers aren't 100% right, but you know what? When you're trying to estimate something, everything's going to be an estimate. And when you're making
right.
a movie, there's always going to be some dramatization. So I find the criticisms of Sound of Freedom extraordinarily perplexing, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the whole QAnon thing. I'm like, well, none of that's in the movie. It's not
exactly.
there.
Right, right. I know that this is, well, but you see, this is what happens when things, you know, like anything, you know, the media, especially the left, they love to target something on the right that is having positive impact. I think Sound of Freedom has already grossed over $182 million,
yep.
You know, and these numbers that they're questioning, okay, you know, what do you think they're low? Do you think they should be, you know, a higher number? You know, I think what they're trying to do, I mean, it's clear, is they're trying to mollify it in such a way that people say, oh, it's just an exaggeration. Well, this is what got us to this point. And then you question, okay, me thinks you complain too much. I mean, what are you trying to hide here? You know, whether it's, you know, Jeffrey Weinstein and all that saga that still continues, the open border in the South and the human trafficking and the amount of money that cartels are making.
Yeah, and that's, I think I have mentioned to you before, I have a very, very good friend, the man who discipled and mentored me as a young believer, is a medical doctor. He and his wife moved to McAllen, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago so that they could do medical missions in the interior of Mexico. They don't do that anymore because it's too dangerous for them. But, you know, we were talking about sexual trafficking a while back, and he said what mm-hmm. nobody is reporting is that these cartels systematically target women and children and yank them out and basically sell them into slavery. Now, that's an anecdotal report. I have not had boots on the ground to verify that. Mm-hmm. But he lives there, and he said, you know, that's the prevailing narrative, is that what nobody is talking about is that all of these vulnerable people who are trekking, you know, to the border, that many of them are just, they're being preyed upon. And, yeah. You know, do we care? Are we reporting it? It seems like no and no, at least in far, as far as the mainstream media is concerned.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've been, you know, you and I have been shouting from the timbers from day one on this. You know, ever since I got back behind the microphone 15 years ago, one of the first interviews I did was on human trafficking. And even then I was shocked. I just couldn't believe it. And then we started seeing news reports here of, you know, people who had been human trafficked, that had been incarcerated, locked in bedrooms for, you know, 10 years and that. It's just amazing, you know, to think about it. And but people, you see what happens when things are that horrific, we just can't even get our brains around it. We think, oh, no, you know, it can't possibly be that bad until you think for just a moment and then get more evidence and realize, no, it's not that bad. It's actually worse.
It is worse. And, yeah. And it doesn't fit their prevailing narrative, which is that most kids, you know, who are sexually trafficked in the United States, you know, are LGBT, are somehow gender questioning. They get kicked out of their houses by conservative parents and end up on the streets and end up being preyed upon. Look, again, I'm not disputing that that probably is happening. That is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a problem that encompasses different regions, different economics, different, you know, sexual expressions. And Sound of Freedom focused on one stripe of that problem. And so it doesn't have to be either or. It can be both and. I think that we can also say as Christians,
how can we combat
this in our backyard?
Exactly. Well, there's such a spectrum to this. And it should be, you know, on one side, that one point that you made, that should be a warning, you know, to young people. But this is what happens when, you know, you become rebellious and you don't want to be in your parents' home anymore because you know so much better. And then all of a sudden you lose your covering. You're not protected. And what's out on the street today, especially with all the illegal immigrants that are coming here, and look what kind of reports we're getting. I mean, New York is like freaking out. Here they were, you know, we're the sanctuary city. And now Mayor Adams is complaining and jumping up and going, well, maybe not so much, you know. Maybe, you know, forget about Donald Trump's leaving Mexico. We're going to now just leave him in Texas is the new mantra. You know,
yeah.
And Montra and Texas, you know, they've been dealing with this for a long time. And some of these small communities, you know, they're getting in twice their population of immigrants dumped in their city. What do you think that does demographically to them?
Right. And again, so many of the people who are involved in this conversation are not directly affected by it at all because they live behind gated communities,
exactly,
with armed guards. They live a life of privilege and impose these worldviews upon the rest of us. And it is a worldview issue, even in the coverage of Sound of Freedom. I mean, I'm not a political commentator. I'm a movie guy. So I want to keep that hat at least within reach. But let's talk about the political, you know, we have been talking about the politicization of this movie, that every piece of entertainment that we see, and frankly, every commercial we see and every newscast we see, there is a worldview involved, right?
No doubt.
And so
right.
We've got to teach our kids to think critically about what's the worldview here? What do they say is normal? What do they say is right? What do they say is acceptable? And what New York is experiencing is actually a worldview problem because they've said, you know, we're a sanctuary city, we're open to all, but now they're coming into conflict with the reality that resources are limited. That
exactly.
is the reality. And frankly, the left has not ever been very good at dealing with the reality of limited resources. They want to pretend that the resources are unlimited. And that's why we have inflation at where it's at today. I mean, I'm oversimplifying and I'm out of my lane a little bit, but not Not too much, I don't think, here, Bill.
No, I don't think so. I think and this is why debate and conversation is healthy. There are some outlets that will not allow for this kind of, this kind of conversation. Some of the platforms will shadow ban us, for talking truth. But we need to have this conversation because we see what's going on. You've got even the education, departments and teachers are being told, suck it up, Buttercup. So what if you got extra students and you know what? Those students don't have supplies. So you go out and buy them. I mean, wait a minute. And they knew this was coming and no preparation whatsoever. Again, right. And the people who are getting hurt are the citizens, are the kids that were, expected to go to school. And now all of a sudden things are not going to be operating, that efficiently because now you've got a bunch of kids in the classroom who don't speak the language.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, you've got a math problem, right? I mean, that's the thing we're seeing now, that math is racist because there's a right answer. But it seems like the inability to do math is sort of at the core of this problem. At the most basic level, there is an unwillingness to actually deal realistically with the cost of the influx of this group of people. The cost on every level, to schools, to communities, to states. Take your pick on whatever metric. They want to say the cost doesn't matter until they have to pay the cost. And then
right,
like,
exactly.
Well, yeah, well, no, yeah. We can't do that. Well, you're right, we can't. And that's why we have a border.
Right, exactly. And welcome to the world of socialism, as Margaret Thatcher said. Everything is good, as long as you have other people's money to spend. But when you run out of it, And it suddenly becomes starkly painful, and this is the result of some choices and, to your exact point, the worldview that you hold to. At PluggedIn.com, let's talk a movie. Why not? We've got My Big Fat and Crazy Greek Wedding number 3. Boy, they just can't help themselves. They've abandoned. Go ahead.
Let's camp on that for just a second. This is the third movie in this franchise. First one came out in 2002. It's exactly what you'd expect. It's, a Hallmark movie with some Greek culture thrown in. I'll say that about it. But this time around, we get a bunch of LGBT stuff, and we get a non-binary character. Again, there's just this unwillingness. They can't help but preach at us, Bill.
Right, and exactly.
Go watch the first one.
And they're going to kill their franchise.
I mean,
and this is what's happening with all these woke movies. The people go, I'm not interested. And so they don't go. And then, of course, all the creative types, blame those very stiff and unyielding, especially people of faith. They're just killing creativity, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, PluggedIn.com is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. He is the director of said PluggedIn.com, Adam Holtz. Thank you, Adam. Happy weekend to
you.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.